tommy@christianradio.com. Moving on to our final news story this afternoon. How does a church service outdoors sound to you?
Well, this might sound like something you'd fancy trying. Around the world, Christians are forced to hold open-air services because their churches have been destroyed or even closed down by governments. Release International is challenging churches in the UK and Ireland to take their services out into the open air this May, come rain or shine. Well, joining us to tell us more about the challenge is Andrew Boyd from the Christian charity Release International. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and all.
First, just begin by telling us how common it is for Christians around the world that aren't able to worship in a church building.
It's very common. This year is the 50th anniversary of Release International. We've been working with Christians around the world, and we've seen in recent years a growing trend to burn churches. That typically happens at the hands of militants, Islamist militants. We also see in China that there have been churches that have been demolished and sealed up. The authorities won't permit the Christians to worship there. So in many cases, the Christians are going out in the streets because they want to maintain their witness. They're meeting in parks, come rain, come shine, even come snow in some cases. We've seen the pictures from China of faithful Christians meeting in the snow. And what we're saying is, look, we have amazing freedom in this country to do whatever we like, really, without the risk of persecution. It's ever so easy to take that freedom for granted. So why don't we just take a very small risk? The small risk is that it's England or Ireland. It's probably going to rain. But never mind, let's just get out of our churches. We're suggesting May the 27th, meet in the open air and say, look, we're simply doing what so many other Christians around the world are having to do. They can't meet in buildings. Their buildings have been destroyed or sealed off to them. So we're standing with them, because if we'd been living in those countries, the same thing would be happening to us, and we would really appreciate people standing with us.
So if people do, you know, take on that challenge, what do you expect them to get out of it, to feel after they hold this service, which so many people are forced to have to do?
I think compassion begins with identifying with people. We can hear about situations, but it's only really when you stand in their shoes and really relate to them that you understand how they feel and what they're going through. We're asking people to do that almost literally, to get our shoes, to stand outside in the open air and to say, there but for the grace of God go us. Let's pray for these folks. Let's identify with them. Let's do what we can, and let's act and get involved. If you think about Indonesia, for example, where you've just had a family of four children committing suicide bombings against three different churches. Such an extraordinary, extreme thing to happen in a country like that. We can stand with the Christians in those nations, in Indonesia and in elsewhere, and identify with them and pray for them.
Andrew, it's Rick. I just wanted to make an observation here. I hear so many stories about persecution taking place these days. It just seems to be more and more. That, to me, I think is an indication that Christianity is growing. And it's scaring, if you pardon the expression, it's scaring the pants off some authorities.
Oh, well, it's really interesting. When you look at China, where they've been demolishing churches and ripping the crosses off churches in some areas, because they just, to them, they're not Chinese enough, so they're pulling them down. They're blaming health and safety. The church is growing at a real pace in China and in Indonesia, where these church bombings have been taking place. It's when people look at the church and see, my goodness, this is growing, we need to do something about it. What we need to be doing as Christians about it is praying for them, including the persecutors, that they have an experience like Saul, who became Paul when he saw the light. And Christians around the world are doing that. It's a hard choice to forgive, but they're making that choice. We can stand with them in that.
Well, thank you very much for speaking to us. Andrew Boyd from Christian charity Release International, speaking about the Great Outdoors Church Service, which will see churches this weekend hold open-air services to stand in faith with the Christians persecuted around the world.